started.
The clock has started.
The clock has started.
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's SmallsCast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I am your host, Just Nate, and this week, I am proud to say we have one of our sponsors on today. So we've got Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, CHAFA, of Southern Colorado is here. We've got Wyatt Jones, he's our senior commercial lender, and Caroline Tranny, the Southern Colorado Community Relationship Manager. So welcome, Caroline and Wyatt.
Great. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you having us here today.
No, it's the pleasure is all ours. For the listeners out there, CHAFA and these fine folks on the phone here are the ones that are helping make the Smalls podcast capable of doing more and more. So I want to first of all, I'll start off by saying thank you guys to both you guys for not only supporting the Smalls in our endeavor to get the word out about small businesses here in Southern Colorado, but just in general, thanks for supporting the small businesses. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So Wyatt, let's start with you. Give us kind of an overview of what CHAFA is. And I just to make sure everybody understands, it's Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. So CHFA.
Yes. Well, Nate, the interesting thing about CHAFA is that most states have a housing finance authority and then a completely separate industrial development authority to work with businesses. And in Colorado, it's rolled into one with a mission of strengthening Colorado by by investing in affordable housing and community development. CHAFA was originally created in 1973 by the General Assembly to address shortages in affordable housing in Colorado. And then in 1982, CHAFA received the authority to make commercial loans to Colorado businesses. So it's important to note that CHAFA is self-funded. It's not a state agency, and we don't receive any direct appropriations from the state. But to give a sense of our impact, over the past 46 years, CHAFA has invested more than $22 billion into Colorado's economy, which has helped businesses access capital to support jobs throughout Colorado, assisted Colorado homebuyers achieve home ownership, and also helped affordable rental housing units being developed or preserved. So a lot of activities throughout the state.
So, okay, so walk me through how CHAFA does what they do, right? So I'll give you guys a quick kind of rundown. So I'm familiar with CHAFA from when I bought my first house. So CHAFA has some first home lender loans for individuals. At least they did back in the day when I bought my first house. But, you know, that's how I know CHAFA. Now, after talking with you guys, obviously you guys do way more than just that. So kind of walk me through the different programs you guys have.
I definitely can. And I think that's a big part of what CHAFA does is home finance and working with first-time home buyers, down payment assistance, and has a lot of great programs. And then also on the affordable housing side, does financing lending for affordable housing developments, but then also administering the low-income housing tax credit program for the state. And so we are really a critical piece of making housing affordable within Colorado. But then the other half of CHAFA's mission is the economic development half of CHAFA's mission, which is where I spend most of my time. Caroline definitely straddles both of those pieces where I'm a little bit more targeted on the business side. How do we help businesses through our programs? We do have programs for large and small businesses, and I think it's important to go through them kind of at a high level so you can get a sense of what we do. I think my my feeling is I want to give some ideas of what we do. Always happy to talk to people more about specifics if they needed to contact us. But when we do lending, it's targeted primarily at commercial real estate. So you're looking at owner-occupied real estate. We're coming from a development finance strategy. It's not that we necessarily look at things differently than a bank do. Maybe some of the ratios are a little bit more lower than what a bank would look for, but it's really development finance, which is longer-term fixed rates, building predictability, not just for for-profits, but also nonprofits as well. We also have bond programs for manufacturers, so we issue tax-exempt bonds to help manufacturers and nonprofits, and then also we administer new markets tax credit for larger projects. And the interesting thing about those tools and with some other ones is that they're partnerships with local lenders, so and national lenders. And so, so we also do things like we administer the Fresh Food Financing Fund, which works to help assist with providing fresh food options and addressing food deserts, Brownfields Revolving Loan Fund to do remediation of contaminated sites, Historic Loan Fund to work with historic buildings. And those are these administered programs that we are contracted to be the fiscal agent on. And so while we have a lot of these programs, we actually do not provide working capital. We leave that to state community development finance institutions, CDFIs, and revolving loan funds through the state, where we actually administer programs to assist those lenders to make loans. So we're kind of one step removed, but we leverage what we can do in order to help those entities do things such as working capital and equipment purchases, things like that. But what I will say is one of the programs that CHAF administers that works really well for small businesses and has just been very successful is the Cash Collateral Support Program, or CCS, which came out of the State Small Business Credit Initiative, which was a federal stimulus program, but has kind of taken on a life of its own. And Colorado has been really one of the state leaders in that program. But the CCS program assists small and medium-sized businesses and nonprofits operating in Colorado that are unable to secure credit due to collateral shortfalls. So to date, under that program, we've helped more than 300 businesses leverage about $245 million in private sector lending, supporting nearly 4,000 jobs. And, how does it work? It really is that under the program, a cash deposit of typically the lesser of 25% of the loan amount or $250,000 is pledged as additional collateral to help lenders help businesses and their borrowers meet the lender's collateral requirements and secure credit. And so I think from a kind of a scenario you would see what might even be like a line of credit where you would end up having a local lender who would love to do a $100,000 line of credit for a small business, but the collateral isn't there. And so they can lend whatever their ratio is on the available collateral and then lend dollar for dollar on cash deposited at their bank. And so it just ends up making it that not be a collateral be the roadblock necessarily. Now it's not 100% collateral, but it, at the same time, it's deposited the local lender. They can lend directly on it. And so it really helps loosen up some of that cash that can be available. And so as far as, business purpose, what you can use it for is things like a startup cost, working capital, franchise fees, equipment inventory. Really, if your lender is comfortable with that, they can use the program for that. It's really an agreement between us and the lender, but it benefits the local business. So it can also be used for construction, renovation, tenant improvements, all those things. And so, what kind of lenders can use it? They can include banks. It can include, as I mentioned, business loan funds, CDFIs that may work more with emerging businesses to do kind of startup capital or funding on a business that is less than 3 years old. As far as the eligible borrowers, they need to be kind of that small business, so no more than 750 employees. And that's quite a few, but I mean, it's trying to cap it, so it's not huge companies. But at the same time, I would say a lot of our borrowers under that program who use the Cash Collateral Support Program, it can have 4 employees, it can have 5 employees, you're not, but they do want to cap it, so it's not a program for a huge corporation. 750 is a lot, but that really flows from a federal designation.
And that's what my question was going to be. So you said it's the cash collateral program is really designed for small and medium-sized businesses. I wanted to know kind of what, and I think you kind of answered that, right? That's, I'm assuming the medium-sized business is 750 employees. What's the small-sized business limited to, or is it just saying 0 to 750?
They're really trying to cap it at 750, where, like I said, by and large, you end up having, you have quite a few, like I say, emerging businesses that are just getting going, and maybe they're working with a loan fund that's eligible under the program, and they just need a $20,000 loan, or maybe they just need a $5,000 loan, and they don't have the collateral to do that. But if all of a sudden, under this program, in addition to whatever collateral they can provide, if this program deposits $1,500 or into a bank account to help back the loan, that will help it move forward. And so that's the idea behind that. And doesn't have, it's just a little bit more streamlined maybe than other kind of credit enhancement programs. It's kind of easier to get your head around because it's cash deposited at your lender. You do have to be legally allowed to operate in the state of Colorado. And there are, there are some ineligible borrowers, but it's kind of your typical ineligible borrowers you'd see as far as businesses engaged in pyramid sales, activities that are prohibited by federal, state, or applicable law, which there's always that gray area with hemp production. Is that, that's prohibited by federal, is that a federal law issue or not? Gambling enterprises, things like that. But I mean, but by and large, you certainly have, most businesses really can use that program. And like I said, it's been really successful just because it's so straightforward, a program to use.
And it's a state program though, state ran program, correct? Because you said it was what, 1973, 1974, General Assembly.
And you have CHAFA, which was founded in 1973 or given the authority to do affordable housing in 1973. And then in early 80s, the commercial lending piece gave us the authority to go out and do that. That cash collateral support program, it came from, I think I mentioned, the State Small Business Credit Initiative. And the interesting thing about that program was that it was basically every state was given the option to take funds to create a program that worked for their state. And so you could turn the funds down if you wanted to as a state. Most states obviously took the funds or had maybe a municipality take on those funds. Some states did an investment pot of money. Some started their own loan fund. In several states like Colorado, we just decided to opt into the collateral support model, which other states like Idaho definitely use it as well. And so we received $17 million, and we've revolved that, I think, maybe once or twice already. And so if you think about, we're doing 25% deposits and you have $17 million, you can see how it can ramp up over time of that $245 million. And so that program, that funding came out and probably 6 years ago.
Okay. So I'm curious, can small businesses from that want to move into Colorado get this financing, or do you have to be already Colorado based, or how does that work?
If you're looking to move into Colorado and create jobs, by all means. I mean, I think our programs are geared that. And I think the question that comes up on occasion is, well, what if we're out of state and we have some employees in the state? Well, if you are a business locally that is working here and maybe has a parent company out of state, that's a little different where you can look at that. It really has to be a Colorado business. You want to make sure the jobs are created here, that they're not going to be moved out, that's benefiting. At the end of the day, these programs are all geared, like I referenced, development finance. So much of it is, I mean, really all of it from an economic development standpoint is, are you getting these quality jobs? And are you getting jobs that are created? Are you doing things to invest money into Colorado businesses to be able to do certain things? And you do that through, I mentioned predictability. That development finance model really is that if you know what your payment's going to be, if we make a commercial real estate loan and you know what that occupancy cost is going to be every month for the next 20 years, there's a benefit to that. Now, are our rates necessarily lower than a bank's? No. I mean, I think sometimes it makes a lot of sense to work with your local lender. There are a lot of great local lenders down in Southern Colorado that can work exactly what a borrower needs. But we really come from like a development finance model where if a for-profit or nonprofit knows what their payment is every month for the next 20 years, it really helps budgeting. It helps with hiring more people. And knowing that in tough times that your financing is still in place and it's not maturing.
Oh yeah, that's huge for the small business, right? To have that peace of mind, if you will, that they can make all their bill payments that next month or whatever. Especially in a time right now, the kind of with everything going on in the world with COVID and everything else, it's just nice to have that peace of mind. So. I like the idea that you guys are focusing on businesses, even if they're out of state and want to move here or start a new business, that you're willing to help them as well. Because right, what they're trying to do is bring in, you know, helping the local economy by bringing in those jobs, those higher paid jobs, and just kind of helping out with the economy. So with that, we've been talking with Wyatt Jones, guys. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break, guys. When we get back, we'll pick up right where we left off. So see you soon.
This podcast is brought to you by CHAFA, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. Since 1974, CHAFA has strengthened Colorado by investing in community development and affordable housing. CHAFA's community development team partners with lenders across the state to offer the financing you need to grow your business. Talk to your local lender about CHAFA's Cash Collateral Support Program, which helps small and medium-sized businesses access capital that would otherwise be unavailable due to collateral shortfalls. To learn more, visit chfainfo.com.
Welcome back to the Smallest Cast Podcast. This week we are talking with the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, one of the Smalls Cast podcast primary sponsors. And we've got Caroline Tranny, who's the Southern Colorado Community Relationship Manager, on the phone. And we also have Wyatt Jones, the Senior Commercial Lender. And right before break, we were talking with Wyatt. He was kind of explaining how the commercial lending side of CHAFA works. So Wyatt, why don't you continue on what you're talking there?
Yeah, I think just to wrap up some thoughts on it, I mean, I think it's a big part of our success in this area has been working with local partners. And so if there are, I'd mentioned local lenders who have, you know, have their feet on the ground, who know the market, and they're critical. You know, some of our programs are just directly tied to those relationships, like bond programs for manufacturers and nonprofits, like New Markets Tax Credit programs, the cash collateral support and other credit reserve programs we oversee are directly tied to the involvement of these local banking partners. So we can really work with whoever a local business has a local relationship with. But then I would also say, you know, there's, I always say that, you know, we could probably fill a 5-hour podcast going through the minutia of all of our programs we have. But what I would say is one thing that I think is great about CHAFA outside of the other things I've talked about is that we're just very accessible. And so if you have questions and say, you know, how does this work? How do I make this happen? By all means, reach out to us, and always happy to talk to anybody who's interested in our programs.
I want to bring Caroline in here. So, Caroline, you're the Southern Colorado Community Relationship Manager. You were my main POC. I know you've got a little bit of a history in Southern Colorado as well. I think you at one time were working for the Small Business Development Center. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Prior to my role with CHAFA, I did serve as the executive director for the Southern Colorado Small Business Development Center based in Pueblo for 12 years.
Wow.
Under the umbrella of the Pueblo Community College System.
Okay. So you have a passion for small businesses.
Correct. I do. Prior to my work with the SBDC and being an entrepreneur and working in that business and economic development, it tied nicely. And of course, my years at the SBDC, I got to know not only Pueblo, but the region from a Southern Colorado perspective and working with the local businesses and the lenders and a lot of the same stakeholders and community partners that brought me to CHAFA. and when they started looking at incorporating community relationship managers. So that's how I joined the TAFSA team back in 2018, is I came on board and was hired as their one of their first community relationship managers, again, for the Southern Colorado region based here in Pueblo.
Well, cool. So walk us through that.
Yeah, the primary goal being CHAFA as a statewide organization, we really recognize the importance as why it was relaying to just a few moments ago about accessibility. And at CHAFA, we really are accessible and want to help and really meet the unique needs, and they vary across the state. And being a statewide agency, they recognize the importance of working closely within the community. So as part of their mission and goals in doing so a little bit more, access is to bring in community relationship managers to that were actually in the communities that we're serving statewide. So I was hired again in 2018 as a community relationship manager for the Southern Colorado region. And I have 13 counties in my region that I provide support assistance to help connect our communities with CHAFA's programs and services. And we have since also hired a community relationship manager for the San Luis Valley based in Alamosa. And so we have a rep down there for that region in the Southwest. And we also have one that was based in our Western Slope office in Grand Junction. And then to help expand, again, our access and our services statewide, we are also looking to add a community relationship manager for the Southwest Four Corners region based in the Durango area. So again, it's part of the mission to continue to give all of our businesses and communities throughout the state of Colorado access to these resources. And we help to do that through our roles as CRM, through our community engagement efforts.
Well, yeah. Well, and I know that you guys are out there. I mean, that's how you and I first met, I believe, was at a Pueblo startup meetup meeting.
Yes.
I think it was the first time you and I were introduced to one another. And so your job really, if I could sum it up here, is really to pound that pavement, get out there, get in front of the people, get to know the community. That way you can better help the community and direct them to all the different wonderful programs that CHAFA has, and just help not only that business, but it, to me, it's also helping the economy, the local economy, to say, we're here to help. We want to help drive the economy. So I think it's a great thing that they're hiring the relationship managers, community relationship managers. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, and like you had mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, you know, you were originally familiar with CHAFA through our home finance programs and your access to being able to, for mortgage assistance, to purchase your first home. So
yeah.
A lot of individuals are, you know, familiar and have a frame of reference to CHAFA. In many cases in our Southern Colorado region, I found that to be true. It's mostly on the home finance. They either took a home buyer education class that CHAFA sponsors, or that we assisted with a mortgage or down payment financing towards their home purchase. But we also, as community relationship managers, we do help navigate that and work with our local lenders. Like Wyatt said, we have partnering lenders, not only on the home finance side, but also the business and development side. So one of our goals is to just be another, you know, have the pulse on the community and be a local representative that's sitting at the tables with our partners and our stakeholders. And again, we not only work with the businesses and the local nonprofits, but a variety of stakeholders, including the community members and our local governments, to really help with those housing and economic development needs. So as Wyatt had mentioned, our role as community relationship managers and what I provide support services for here locally in the Southern Colorado region is really all three of our lines of programs that we have at CHAFA. Again, the home finance side, but also connecting our community to the multi-family development and programs that we administer at the state level, as well as the economic and business development side. So I get to enjoy the working with local businesses again, connecting them to the resources, very similar that I've been doing for over 15 years in my career now, but also, again, helping on both ends from the home ownership as well as the economic development for our community. So it really has been beneficial for CHAFA as well as our community as a whole here locally, having representatives that can be at the table, can be part of the conversations, can help with that community engagement piece, actively listen and hear what our needs are, but also to help be a connector and help connect the dots to the programs and services, not only at CHAFA, but several of the partners that we work with at the local, regional, and statewide level to help make sure we're kind of bringing all of and leveraging those programs to our communities so that they have access to them as well here, and even more so in our rural communities that we serve, and of course the urban areas outside of the metro area, just making sure they're aware of the resources and the expertise that's available to help them with their goals and objectives at the local level.
Well, so you, I think both you guys have mentioned a key word here that I'm going to kind of look into is that affordable housing, right? We, I know that Pueblo in particular, we've got so much going on that we're kind of in the need of that affordable housing. Now, affordable housing can mean something different to every different person that you talk to. So kind of walk me through how that works. Like, if I'm, do you guys lend to people trying to build affordable housing, or do you lend to people trying to buy that affordable housing? What are you guys looking to do?
So we have, we work with a variety of stakeholders. It could be the municipalities who have questions and looking for information on housing continuum or working on the housing needs assessments or whatever they might be looking to do at the local level to help navigate access to housing, affordable housing in their communities. But we also do work with developers, consultants who are helping and primarily working on these specific programs. And then the LIHTC, obviously the low income housing tax credit program that CHAFA administers on behalf of the state with some federal and state dollars. There is our LIHTC programs that we administer annually, and that is a competitive process. We have a 9% and a 4%. So we work specifically primarily with the developers who are looking to do development and affordable housing projects, and them accessing those LIHTC dollars and the tax credit programs and additional financing programs that we help to support those type of projects.
And that's really good to know, because I know there's a lot of people listening in on this podcast that are looking to bring their businesses here to Pueblo, Colorado, or Southern Colorado. We'll just say Southern Colorado. And all too often, people just think the business side, but you have people, right? The people is what makes the business. So I don't care if you have one person or if you have 100 people or 750 people, right? Those people are going to need places to live. So in order to entice companies to come here, wherever they're coming from, but entice them here to Southern Colorado, we're going to have to start helping out on that end of, well, yeah, okay. So we also not only have our great Riverwalk, whatever, downtown Pueblo that's really taken off, but beyond that, we can also offer affordable housing. And I like the fact that you guys are actually working with developers on that to help bring that here, because that's something that's sorely needed.
Yeah, and that's part of the key. We are seeing a lot of communities who are connecting those dots as far as access to housing, affordable housing, and also the economic development side, that they do support each other, and the need for each is crucial to the community as a whole to be able to attract the type of jobs or the businesses, and to support those jobs and businesses with housing. So we are starting to see those dots being connected a little bit more in efforts from the economic and the housing really aligning to be able to see. So because CHAFA does have both sides, and as community relationship managers work and navigate and provide support on both ends, we're able to help with some of those conversations and discussions and really see how you know, the capacity building side of it, strengthening some of the internal expertise for our communities, but also supporting their community readiness to be able to attract, if not develop their own projects in our communities, and see what resources do support them. It is a little challenging in some of the smaller rural communities being able to access some of the financing programs like our low-income housing tax credits that might not necessarily be a fit for the small-scale type housing projects. But we're really looking at innovative ways to work with our, again, regional and statewide partners and to our local municipalities to see what kind of support that are needed to make those opportunities come to fruition through some of the assessments that they're doing. So it really is it's an ongoing conversation that we're having, and that we're hoping to be able to provide, again, a lot of community engagement and capacity building to help achieve some of those goals and objectives at the local level.
Sure. Now, Caroline, do you work with the other local entities like PEDCO or whatever else try to help with the economic development side of things?
Yeah, so specifically here in Pueblo, we do work with a lot of the economic development committees. The Pueblo has the Pueblo Commission on Homeless and Housing. So we are part in actively participating with that commission on some of their goals and objectives for development on the housing side, which does tie with PEDCO. And we have PREP, the Pueblo Retention and Expansion Program, that is very active in some of those efforts. So we do work a lot with our local economic and our business lenders and our chambers of commerce. We're very active with those organizations, not only to help build our pipeline again for additional participating lenders or lenders who are interested in accessing, again, our business financing programs and our credit enhancement programs that Wyatt was talking about. But we also do that from the housing side to help build the capacity for those that are teaching our education, home build buyer education classes, home ownership classes. And CHAFA also has a variety of training programs through our CHAFA Reach educational arm. So there's a lot of access to resources, and our goal is just to continue to work with our local agencies to, again, not only help build their capacity, but identify gaps where we can help bring in additional support through training, education, and, of course, data and research if it makes sense for them.
No, that's awesome. Do you guys have a brick-and-mortar place in Southern Colorado, or are you guys just all online, or how does that work?
I think everybody's online now, right?
But, yeah, in this environment, we're all primarily home-based, but accessible. Definitely video conferencing has definitely become part of our norm. And so we are very accessible through video conferencing and phone calls and online right now in this environment. But we do have our primary office that's based in Denver, and then I'm based here in Pueblo. I do not have a brick and mortar. We have utilized co-working space here in the downtown region.
Okay.
And then we do have an office in Grand Junction and in Alamosa, and the rest of us that are rural are primarily home-based. And of course, like Wyatt just mentioned, we're all home-based for the most part right now.
Yeah, of course. The whole world is home-based right now. But so Wyatt, so your title obviously says you're a senior commercial lender. So you kind of, I'm assuming you stay out of the individual financing for homes then? You're focused mainly on commercial side?
Yeah, I'm really on the commercial side. Because there is such a focus on housing and economic development at CHAP as far as working on both sides of that. I think where I touch on both sides of that is finding ways to marry the two parts of the mission. And while on the home finance side, a lot of those loans, and Caroline, you may be able to expand on this a little bit, as far as how does somebody get a CHAFA loan for a home finance piece, where it really starts with kind of a partner lender who then works with CHAFA. On my end, it really is doing things like, are there ways to activate first floor commercial in an affordable housing development, or adjacent supportive services for an affordable housing development or low income area, to make sure that type of funding is in place. And that's kind of how you can marry the two a little bit. As far as on the home finance side, that on my day to day, that is handled by a different area within CHAFA. But if you're ever interested in or have questions, obviously, about home finance, you can reach out to either one of us, and I can always point you in the right direction.
Sure. Well, so because you mentioned reaching out, how do our listeners get in touch with CHAFA? If they want a home finance, if they want a commercial side, how do people reach you guys?
Yeah, they can definitely reach out to the community relationship manager in their community here in Pueblo or the Southern Colorado region. That would be me. And my direct number is 719-252-8556. And then we also have our CHAFA main line, which is 303-297-CHAFA or 303-297-2432. And that's the line that they could actually reach anyone in general at CHAFA that we can connect them to. But our website is probably the best spot to, if you're looking for information or additional access to specifics on some of the programs that Wyatt mentioned. And we've talked about too, whether it's on the home finance side, the multifamily development, or on the business economic development side. There's a lot of information, a great website that we have. And again, that's www.chafainfo.com, C-H-F-A-I-N-F-O.com. And then, of course, you can always connect with Chafa through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and email.
So you're accessible then, is what you're saying?
Yes, we are, in many platform realms.
And then, Wyatt, you wanted to say something there too. We kind of doubled up there.
Oh, I was just going to say that, I mean, it's great having a local contact. That's the point of having people like Caroline out in the market, is that they know the market, they know what it needs. It's a local person who you can reach out to. Obviously, you can always reach out, like Caroline said, to the primary number, and I'm always happy to talk to people. Caroline's a great contact to talk about the home finance, affordable housing, and the commercial side too.
Yeah, and I know I've been grateful to have a chance to talk with Caroline a couple times. And for those of you guys who don't know, when we started this podcast, I started by saying thank you to Chafa, but because they have been gracious enough to help sponsor this podcast. So they're the reason why our audio quality is at what level it is today. So I wanted to say thank you again to them. But because of that, if you can't remember those phone numbers that Caroline gave, if you can't remember www.chfainfo.com, remember thesmalls.org, and you go on there. They are a partner of us, so we've got their direct link on our website. We've got their little logo, so click on their logo. That'll take you right to their website, which I'm sure will then give you all their contact information, including email address if you need to get a hold of them that way too. So Wyatt, let's get back to you again real quick. So what else can you provide us? I mean, give us a summary of your end of the of what you do here at Chafa.
Well, I think once again, it's we have a lot of different programs, and they can be pretty detailed and pretty specific. I think the ways right off the bat that we can help people are as a resource, that people can reach out to us, talk about if they're looking at commercial lending, what options we have. What I've seen down in Southern Colorado, I've probably been more involved in projects that have either been bond financed, meaning you end up having, we issue a tax exempt bond and it just provides a lower rate, usually through a conventional lender or a nonprofit. But then also on the commercial real estate side, there's been more, I've done more of that in Southern Colorado as far as doing a direct loan for a nonprofit that is a service provider in the area. So on a day-to-day basis, what are the things I kind of cover eight different areas. A lot of my time is taken up with things like New Markets Tax Credits, which is the kind of program that you can sit in a training for 5 days and come out and not quite sure what you learned about. And so it's pretty complex, but it has some upsides to it. And like I mentioned, bond financing, some direct financing as well. And then on the cash collateral support program I mentioned, while I look at a few of those, a lot of that is worked on with Justin Voss, who's in our office, who's a commercial lender as well, works on a lot of the CCS program related requests. And then just generally speaking, with the with COVID-19 there's a lot that we're working on with that, kind of on existing loans that we have, just as far as helping businesses that are struggling a little bit, to working with the state on certain programs that they're working on that haven't been formally rolled out yet, as far as you get funding out to many different sizes of business.
Okay, well, so I want to pause just for a second there. You made a comment something, and both of you guys have commented on this, and I didn't catch it till, I don't know, as I'm reviewing my notes here, you guys were talking about training. So Chafa offers different types of training, and how do people know about that? Do you guys have like an event website that you guys go to that people can sign up for it? Does it cost money? Tell me a little bit more information about that.
So depending on the type of training or education that they're looking for, again, if it's something specific for their agency or for their efforts that they're working on, they can reach out to me and we can see about if there's access to any of the education or trainings that might apply, and we can connect them to those options. Or we have a variety of materials and white papers, for instance, a housing continuum white paper, affordability gap white paper. So there's a lot of resources from a training perspective that we can provide that makes sense for them and their efforts. But we also have, again, on our website, if they want to go on there and see some of the trainings that are being offered, you can also sign up for some e-news, CHAFA e-news, that in their specific ones for certain areas, if you're interested in home finance versus multifamily, or specifically for the business finance, you can go and sign up for some of those newsletters. So you'll get those releases through email. And then CHAFA Reach is also a page on our website that you can look and see specifically for those that are managing properties or have specific areas that they're looking for additional, more hands-on training. Some of them are free. Some of them, there is a cost associated with it, and depending on if the CHAFA is offering it or we're hosting in partnership with a partner. But there's a lot of information on our website that can get you started with some of the opportunities for training or resource development. And again, always reach out to myself as your community relationship manager on any specific needs, and we can help you navigate the offerings as well.
Okay, yeah. And just to tag back on that, I'm actually on your website right now, and under the chafainfo.com/about side, halfway down the page, you have a place called events. And I see under there is like monthly CHAFA lender basic training that you guys do. So why you wanted to add something there? What did you want to add in?
Oh, nothing. I was more going to defer back to Caroline. But what I will say, as far as, you know, from time to time, we certainly will put together webinars on some of the efforts we have on new markets or bonds, and we'll post those as well, and also circulate those to kind of either through a economic development group like the Economic Development Council of Colorado, and through partners throughout the state, just so people can get that on their calendar if they're interested.
Okay. No, that's great, guys. You guys have a lot of information out there, and obviously anytime you get into both housing lending, commercial lending, it's going to be more complicated than a quick, hey, if you come with us, we'll give you the best deal, right? The way it looks to me, it seems like every specific program is going to have its own specific details, and that's the reason why they have you guys, right? One of the things that I want to hit on real quick, I think, Wyatt, you're the one that made the comment that we're here to help people by giving them different options, and that's exactly what our small business our small business economy needs, right? As the smalls organization, we're here to try to help make connections. So those of you that are listening on this podcast, if you guys need help with financing, if you need help with financing for your commercial side or just your employees themselves, right? Small businesses, they're all about helping their own employees. Contact CHAFA. And if for some reason you don't remember how to get a hold of them, go to thesmalls.org or call us up, send us an email, justnate@thesmalls.org, and we can put you in touch with the right people. So with that, I want to sum up anything here, guys. If there's anything, is there anything else you want to add to this, our recording here this afternoon?
Oh, I think, we've probably given people enough to chew on for today, but, programmatically on the economic development side and working with small businesses, I think I'd mentioned earlier, while we don't always have maybe the specific tool that they're looking for, we may have one that assists a partner, either a local lender or CDFI that can help them assist the business. So it's, while we work directly with borrowers on occasion, as I mentioned, we're behind the scenes and we're working with a local lender to make the projects move forward. So, the drum we've beaten has been like, we're always happy to talk to people about what we are able to do. And if if not, maybe point people in a direction of a resource.
And I think that's key. You know, if you can't answer the question, you can at least help point them in the right direction. And that's exactly what we do as the smallest organization. So, Caroline, anything you want to add to the program here?
Just to say again, just to reiterate what Wyatt has shared, that yes, if they have any questions or thoughts or ideas as far as what their needs are from their local business needs or access to resources in your community, feel free to reach out to us. We are here to help. We are accessible, and specifically with our community relationship managers and myself here based in Pueblo for the Southern Colorado region. Just let us know what your needs are. And again, Nate, we're here to help in your efforts and any other stakeholder and partnering agencies' efforts in building that ecosystem for our local small businesses. So we just want to be, again, another resource and tool in the toolkit for our local economy to help them and all of our businesses thrive and prosper.
Well, we sure appreciate it. I know I do. From the bottom of everybody at the smalls, working on the smalls, we appreciate you two specifically and CHAFA as a whole for helping us out. Not only helping the smalls, but like we said, helping out that entire small business ecosystem, because without community support like you guys are providing, like what the smalls is providing, that small business doesn't necessarily have all the knowledge that they need to move on and build something new and great in our community. So with that, I want to say thank you to both you guys, and that's going to be it for this week's Smallscast podcast. Tune in next week for our next episode. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.